Now, keep in mind the charger, like what KF9WW was just telling us about. You cannot, or you're not supposed to, have that plugged in and have the radio on. That's for charging only. Even receive is not a great idea because it's going to take even longer because it's a slow charger. It's going to take, since it's that dead, it's probably going to take 6 to 8 hours to fully charge. It's a slow charger. Maybe not that long, but at least 4 or 5, like Brian said, at bare minimum. But if you have the radio on, then you're going to double it easily. And if you try to transmit and the battery's not fully charged, it will actually cut out because there's not enough amps from that power supply. That's why the power supply you have it connected to, it should charge it, because the wall wart that Mike is talking about, WW is talking about, plugs into the same spot.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, because I have 2 cell phones, and I talk on both of them while they're on the charger. When I'm down to 5% or whatever, I'll plug them in and keep talking.
Well, don't get that confused. Cell phone is a radio, but it's not that kind of radio. You can do that with a cell phone. You cannot do that with an HT that's pulling 5 watts of power. You know, which is a couple, you know, an amp at least. And that, he just said that wall wart only puts out, what was it, Mike, 0.1 amps or something like that?
Yeah, that was all it was.
Yeah, so if you're trying to pull 5 watts with 0.1 amps, it's not going to work.